please. And then, hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us. Once again, if you have questions as I'm going along the agenda, please feel free to type it into the chat and I'll address the questions at the end. Huiling?
校长说呢，谢谢你们今天抽空参加这个会议。还有呢，如果你有任何问题的话呢，请在留言方案把问题打进去。校长在会议结束之前呢，会回答你的问题的。Okay,
we received one question on the Google form that I guess I'm going to address pretty early on, only because there's only one question. The question was concerning our use of outdoor space. The parent wanted to know if she can support us. The mom wanted to know if she can support us with applying for Open Street so that the children will have more outdoor play space. I just completed the application today. We, for the past 2 or 3 years, we've had Open Street where we can shut down Hester Street in front of the building. We actually can shut it down all day from 7:45 until 3 o'clock. It's full closure. We did not need to use that, so we close it for arrival and dismissal for the sake of the businesses in the neighborhood. It is a burden on them if they receive deliveries, you know, if they have to send something out. I did apply again. The application went in today, and I'm asking for full closure. We were hesitant to close Hester Street as play space only because even though we have barricades out there, and you know, if we do, I'll have a lot of staff members out there. Not everybody honors the barricade. The reason why we try to be out there is that, and the reason why I stand by the barricades is sometimes cars and trucks insist that they have the right to go through. We have Amazon deliveries on bike and they're pretty wild scooters. So we are hesitant to use Hester Street. Ludlow and Orchard's not allowed only because we have to leave those streets free for emergency vehicles. So, and they're very specific about the streets that I can close. What we do plan to do is to set up a schedule where the classes will go out by grade, at least the lower grades, at least once a day if they don't have outdoor recess in the outdoor yard, and use the field. It is difficult to schedule. Even on a sunny day, we might not be able to use the field because if the turf is damp, it's really dangerous. We also have a lot of programs going on from pre-K, actually 3K up to fifth. We have soccer, we have violin, we have chess. Some grades have dance. Fifth grade has ballroom dancing. We will start meeting with the Center of Architecture soon for second grade. So there's a lot of programs going on, and that takes away from the academic core subject schedule. So we're going to try to figure something out because I know everybody's concerned about getting the children outdoors for fresh air. Huiling, I'm sorry, that was a mouthful.
校长刚刚说呢，其实只有一位家长呢是提了一个问题，填了谷歌表格呢是表格是提问的一个问题，有关于呢小朋友呢在外面玩耍的那一些问题了。然后呢，他呢这个家长就说呢，如果他需要，我们需要他可以帮我们呢去向政府申请 Open Street， 就是把一个街给关掉，让小朋友可以呢出去外面玩的。然后校长说呢，他今天刚刚好呢就已经填好表格，而且已经发放上去了，所以他已经登了那个表格。其实我们呢学校呢有 Open Street， 然后我们有了几年了，而且呢这个 Open Street 的那个牌照呢是可以让我们把整个 Hester 街呢是。 从喜事达街呢，是从 7:45呢关到 3点钟的。但是呢，我们只是用来呢，只是早上小朋友来学校的时候跟放学的时候，我们才会把街道关掉，是因为呢，我们想让就是说在我们的邻近附近的那些公司啊，或者是 就是那些商店呢，他们有一些生意，而且呢也有很多人呢，他们可以就是说用那个街道呢去送货那些的。然后呢我们呢其实呢就是说有很多时候呢早上的时候你会看到校长啊我们站在外面呢，是因为呢我们是怕有些人有些就是开车的司机呢，他们会把那个就是把那个铁把它关掉，那个门的那个铁链呢去把它拿掉，然后呢自己开车下来的，所以我们通常都会有人站在那边的。然后呢校长说呢为了解答这些疑问，就是帮助小朋友呢可以在外面呢有时间去玩的时候呢，我们呢打算呢就是做一个时间表 OK， 然后呢让这些小朋友老师呢可以呢在跟着这个时间表呢可以带小朋友出去呢去那个Sewer Park 的那个操场那里呢去做一做户外的活动的OK， 但是呢你们必须要了解，就是说虽然有些天呢是外面是晴天，但是呢他们有些那个草地呢还是湿的话呢其实是非常的危险的，有时候呢我们也不可以让小朋友在上面走的。而且呢我们也希望家长你们了解，因为我们学校其实本身呢有很多项目呢是同一时间进行的，我们有就是说西洋棋啊，有那个跳交际舞啊，有踢足球啊，有学小提琴啊，还有呢很多很多其他的那个其他的那些活动呢，是就是说把主要学习该学习的东西有时候是会减少的，但是呢我们呢还是会尽量去做这个安排的。
Okay, thank you, Huilin. So please, if you have questions about that, feel free to contact me, Snap Connect, so send me an email. You're more than welcome to come by the school. If I'm not available, definitely you could speak to Ms. Lipsky, Ms. Lee, Ms. Chen, Ms. Nina, Ms. Jane, and 99% of the time, they will have the answer to many of your questions. We do work as a team, so, and we're all fairly transparent. Huilin.
OK， 校长说呢，如果你还有任何其他的问题呢，是有关于这个问题，就是这个家长提问的去户外活动的呢，你可以发一个短信呢，去在我们学校的 APP Snap Connect 里给校长、副校长，或者是你可以电邮他的。如果呢，如果你是走过学校、经过学校，想跟其中的一个人讲话的话，你也可以的。如果校长不在的话，你可以跟副校长讲，或者是 Ms. Nina。或者是 Miss Jane， 或者是 Miss Lee， 或者是我呢，我们其实呢都是一个团队，我们是一个团队，所以呢我们通常呢都会提供一些资料给你们的。
Sorry, my dogs are at it. Mr. Sam also, he's always in front of the building, during arrival and dismissal, and then he's very accessible.
还有我们学校的就是家庭协调员，他 Mr. Sam， 他呢也是在我们每天早上呢进来学校的时候，他都会站在那边的，你也可以去联系他。
Okay, our second thing on the agenda is smorgasbord. We plan to have our smorgasbord February 10th. It is a fundraiser for the school. It's our biggest fundraiser. Family Day is more community building, so we don't count that as a fundraiser. Family Day, usually we break even. But Smorgasbord will be our big fundraiser. It's February 10th. We usually have it in December, but we've been quite busy, especially with the construction going on. So it will be February 10th. You'll be getting flyers. There'll be raffles for teacher dates. Great baskets, and we'll be asking you if you know of anyone, if you're able to cook. We're asking for food donations. One of the biggest draw for Smorgasbord is that we offer dinner plates. So once again, if you know someone in the restaurant and they could donate a platter of food, that would be wonderful. Our staff is out hunting down restaurants and eateries, and they'll be doing their share. Some ofour parents have offered to cook. So we will be giving out flyers. And if you're able to contribute, that would be wonderful. Huilin?
还有呢，就是校长说呢，我们呢在这个学年呢是最大的就是筹款夜，其实就是2月10号我们的大杂烩 Smorgasbord， 然后在当天呢我们会有很多的那些抽奖活动，那里面呢有包括有一些可以跟老师呢有一些就是一天四人的时间跟老师一起吃午餐的那些的，而且呢所有的传单呢今天已经发放回去了，然后在这个活动呢其实我们在这一年呢就是最大最大的筹款夜，然后呢我们希望家长所有的家长来帮助我们，然后那如我们希因为呢在那个Smorgasbord 当晚呢我们是会提供每一个家庭呢就是一个一盘的晚餐的，然后呢因为呢是晚餐，所以我们需要呢有很多的家长呢是可以就是去捐一些食物，或者是如果你认识一些人呢，或者是你的亲戚朋友他是在餐馆方面那里做的呢，我们希望你们可以就是说提供问他们可不可以提供我们捐一些食物给我们，然后有些家庭呢他们的那些人呢他们都是自己去煮一些东西呢来捐给学校的，而且我们学校呢也有老师呢在我们学校的附近的餐馆呢我们也会去问他可不可以提供一些捐赠的食物给我们，在当晚呢可以就是说做义卖的，而且呢在当晚呢我们也有就是说好像有游戏啊，而且呢也有一些拍卖的活动。
OK the smorgasbord will be February 10th from 5 to 7 and we'll be sending out more information.
OK smorgasbord 呢是2月10号星期五，是从晚上5点钟到7点钟这两个小时。
Okay, the next item on my agenda is school construction. School construction work starts at the end of the day. For us, that's at 2:40, so they cannot start work until then. It does happen during after school programs. There's not much we can do about that. And it goes into late night. There'll be dead times when you'll see adults, hopefully adults, walking outside of the building on the scaffolding. Don't be alarmed. They have to do inspections, and they have to do an inspection during the school day before the men come in to work. So if your child comes home and tells you there's someone outside the building, it is probably inspectors. They inspect the scaffolding regularly. If there's an issue with something in the classroom, they will come into the building. And in that case, we move the class to one of the open spaces, auditorium, the either science labs, so that they can address whatever issue is in the classroom. Huiling?
OK, 校长说呢，我们下一个要讲的就是关于学校装修。然后呢，有时候你的学校装修呢，其实是在就是一天的学校上学时间结束了以后，他们才会开始的。OK， 然后呢通常呢他们开始的时候呢就是学校的课后补习的时候，然后呢他们的工作会持续到非常非常的晚的，然后有时候呢你们的小朋友会回家跟你们讲，就是说他会看到一些大人呢在那些脚手架上面走来走去呢，是因为这些人呢他们是专门呢去检查那些脚手架呢稳不稳固，而且他们必须要去检查呢到底有什么东西呢是他们需要知道的或者是需要处理的。那如果他们看进去教室的里面的时候呢，如果他们发现有任何东西不对劲的时候呢，他们就会进来教室里面呢做更进一步的检查。然后当时候如果你教室里面有学生的话呢，校长呢就通常会把那些学生呢放去其他的地方，好像是我们的科学室啊或者是礼堂里面呢来继续教学的。
Okay, along that line, you will be noticing subs covering the classes. We have several reasons why that will start happening. Our custodial engineer, Ms. O'Neill, will be doing in-house classroom repairs. And in many cases, it cannot be completed at night. In some of our classrooms, closet doors have to be replaced. We are removing old shelving to put in new bookshelves, and that happens during the school day so the teacher can be part of the process. If that is necessary, we will hire a sub to cover your child's class. They will be moved to another room so that it is safe, but just know that the teacher is in the building and they will be checking in regularly, and they'll be providing instruction and lesson plans for the sub. So please be prepared for that. We want to get the room, the school ready, and we want to maintain. Huiling?
Okay. 然后呢，校长刚刚说呢，有关于就是代课老师。然后呢，我们学校的管理员 ，OK，Miss O'Neill 呢，他必须呢要在学校上，就是学生上学的时间呢，必须要在学校里面呢做一些就是修复的 ，OK。然后呢，比如呢，就是说有时候呢，那个教室里面的那个教室里面的那一些就是壁橱啊，他们的门掉啦，然后他们必须要就是说进一步的去修理那个门的时候呢，他在修理的那个状况的时候呢，小朋友不可以在教室里面的 ，OK。然后呢，或者是他们的一些就是书架啊，他们旧的，他们必须要把它拿掉的时候，小朋友不可以在教室里面的。然后通常这个时候呢，老师呢会在学校里面。但是呢，我们学校呢会请一个代课老师呢来，就是把你的小朋友来教你的小朋友。然后在教你的小朋友的时候呢，老师呢在学校里面，然后他们会经常去看看呢那个代课老师有没有就是按照他发就是他写的那些就是课程呢去教那些学生的。OK， 所以呢在那一方面呢你不需要担心的。
OK， another reason why we'll be calling subs in is because the teachers are in the process of planning. New York State rolled out new standards. It's called Next Generation Standards. And it will be implemented this school year, 2023. So for the teachers to really adjust the curriculum, they really have to look at the standards and plan. So we will be calling subs in, bringing the teachers up by grade so they can take a look at the new standards, match it up to our curriculum, and make the adjustments in ELA and in math. Actually, those are the two core subjects we're tackling right now. So far, we have been able to free up fourth grade. We were able to free up third grade and second grade. So we are going grade by grade. So if your child comes back and tells you they spent the day with substitute teacher, but their teacher was in the building, that is because the teachers are planning as a grade, studying the new standards and realigning our curriculum so that we can incorporate the new standards. The new next generation, once that is completed, we will share with the families how our curriculum has been adjusted, so that our students are ready for next generation, for the next generation standards. The question here is, how long should we expect for the teachers to roll off of instruction when this happens? The teachers leave lesson plans, so, and they check in regularly. We request that they hop in like every hour to make sure the class is fine and that they are following the lesson plan. It'll be a few days, but it won't be a few days in a row. So right now, tomorrow is first grade, fifth grade will be Friday, and then we'll free up the testing grades again, third, fourth, and fifth, because they really have to realign the instruction for the state exam. And then we'll go back to lower grades. It will probably be a day or so, but it is spread out. So I hope this answers your question, Alex. And, you know, sometimes we plan to free up a grade, but none of the substitute teachers show up. So we'll have to cancel and it has to be rescheduled. So, you know, there are logistics involved. Huiling, whoops, sorry.
OK， 校长刚刚说呢，有时候呢，我们学校呢，因为现在纽约州呢，他们刚刚呢是更新了他们的就是标准，他们的学就是说他们要求学生呢达到哪一些标准，他们重新呢翻新了，而且呢，他们必须要学校纽约州的学校呢，全部呢在今年2023年呢，都是用这一个新的标准来去给学生分数的。 然后呢，就是因为这个原因呢，我们必须要就是说把那个就是那个教室那个年级的教师里老师呢，全部呢在同一天呢，他们都必须要去规划。就是说，去第一次看一看这个新的规则、新的标准是什么，然后再看看我们以前的那个标准，然后呢，我们必须要去调整我们所有的课程，去让它可以呢跟新的那个标准呢是一致的，OK？然后呢，我们呢就是特别呢是注重在就是阅读方面跟数学方面，我们必须要跟新的那个标准呢是达到一致的。然后呢，我们以及呢。就是让一些年级，我们已经给了4年级跟3年级，今天2年级呢的那个整个年级的老师呢，他们一天的时间呢，去规划怎么样去把这个新的那个新的那个标准呢，可以跟我们现在的那个课程呢是变成一致的。然后呢，明天呢，我们将会呢把1年级所有的老师呢，他们都就是集中在一起去规划。去看看他们的课程，然后星期五是5年级，那之后呢，对不对？我们又会去重新的让那个就是专门考试的那个年级，好像3、4、5年级的老师呢，又会有多一天呢，去看一看这个新的标准跟怎么样呢，去把新的标准跟我们学校的现在这个阅读的那个课程呢，是可以变成一致的。OK，然后呢，这个家长呢，他问说，就是说，如果这些事情发生的话呢，那这些他们到底呢是可以说，那个老师呢到底会几，就是说，怎么样去把这些他们是所留下来的课程呢，可以让代课老师是教学生的，然后校长说呢。那每个老师呢，都会在他们的教室里面呢留下来他们要教的课程，然后呢，他们每一个小时呢都会回去教室里面呢，对不对？去观察，去看看那个代课老师有没有按照他所写的那个就是那个代课的那个课程呢去教他们的。OK，那是这个情况呢会持续几天，但不会是。一次性的3天，就是说今天是这个年级，明天是那个年级，然后呢，有可能下个礼拜又是一天，这个样子会持续会有几天的。OK，然后呢，我们也有其他的问题，就是说，虽然呢，我们有时候呢，就是需要去请这些代课老师，但是没有这些代课老师呢，去哪接受这一个工作，然后呢，我们就变成没有这么多代课老师去教这一些就是去就是去那些教室里面教这些课程的时候呢，我们有可能又要改日期了。
Oh my God, I'm so sorry, Hui Ling. That was very long. Anyhow, I do have a question here about giving the classes the heads up so that we can prime the children. That's a good idea, and I will, we'll share that with the teachers. Just, understand that, we are at the mercy of the substitute teachers that we call in. So we might be very prepared. The teachers have all their notes ready. They've downloaded the next generation standards, and if the subs don't show up, then we can't make it happen. And that has happened quite a bit this year. So we will try to give the classes the heads up. We in the past we didn't because it was a hit or miss if we have enough subs or not. But we will try to remember that. I truly understand about preparing the children. Okay, I'm going to
Can
continue.
I translate that?
Oh yeah, I forgot about you. Sorry.
OK，然后这个家长问呢，说如果有这些事情发生，就是说老师必须要去看一看新的那一些标准，然后去看看他们自己的课程，然后可不可以提前告诉小朋友，让小朋友有一些心理准备？然后呢，校长说我们会就是说尽量的去提醒小朋友，让他们有一个心理准备。但有很多时呢，是因为我们虽然把这些就是说去就是老师需要代课老师，对不对？然后当天呢不够老师不够代课老师呢去接这一份工作的话呢，有很多事情都会有转变的。但是我们会尽量的去就是说提前的跟小朋友说这件事情会发生的。
Okay, I'm going to go on to assessments. Many of you might be wondering why we are asking your child to bring in their iPads. It is mid-year, and we are the DOE is requiring for us to do a mid-year assessment, and it's Acadience and iReady, and those are all done digitally. If your child doesn't bring in their iPad, please don't worry. We have iPads in school, so don't stress about it. Just know that there will be time spent now in the school building where they have to go on the iPads to complete the assessment.
OK， 现在校长跟你说的呢，就是有关于就是测验考试，然后呢，现在是已经这个学年的中，就是到中间了，然后呢，教育局呢，他们呢，就是规定每一个学校呢，都必须要在年中的时候呢，再给小朋友一个模拟考。OK， 所以呢，我们老师呢会要求你们叫把小朋友的 iPad 带进来。但是如果你忘记的话，或者是小朋友忘记带的时候也没有关系，是因为呢，我们学校本身就有其他的 iPad 可以先给你的小朋友。然后呢，所有的那些模拟考呢都是在网上的。OK， 好像 iReady 跟 Acadience 呢都必须要他们上网呢去考这个去做这个模拟考的。
OK， The grades being assessed from kindergarten to fifth grade.
OK， 这个家长问呢，是在哪一个年级呢？是会有这一个考试的？是校长刚刚解答说，是幼稚园到五年级呢，都会有这个考试。
OK， I am going to now discuss safety issues.Ms. Lipsky went to a meeting that was attended by NYPD and Glenn Rasmussen. Glenn Rasmussen is our borough safety director, and he used to be based in the district office, but they've moved him to the central office, and he's in the same office as Chancellor Banks. We were informed at the meeting that all threats.Are to be reported to school safety agent and 911. So I do want to give families the heads up. We know that, you know, we have children that, you know, they might at some point say, oh, you know, I'm so mad at you, I'm going to kill you. Or if they grab a scissor and they pretend to say, to make a stabbing motion, or they said, well, you know, I'm going to hurt you now. The DOE takes all sorts of threats like that very seriously. We were told that if there's a weapon involved, it could be a pencil, it could be a pen, it could be a scissor, it could be a ruler. We have to call school safety or we call 911. We are not to make the decision on whether it could be a dangerous situation or not. I do want to let the families know, though, that was what we were told. Hui Lin.
OK, 校长刚刚说呢，我们的副校长 Ms. Lipsky 呢，她去参加了一个就是安全，有关于学校安全的会议。OK, 然后呢，就是她在那个会议里面呢，有那个纽约市的警员在里面，而且呢，也有 Glenn 呢，他是我们就是在我们这一个区的就是他是我们这个区的安全就是主理这样子的。然后呢，他呢，其实呢，就是他在那个会议里面呢提到了说，在这个会议里面呢，他们强调说，所有威胁到学校安全的事件呢，都必须要跟我们学校的警卫员通知他们，而且呢，或者是打911 ，OK。然后好像是说，校长给你们一个例子，就是说有一个小朋友说呢，我很生气啊，我想把你杀死，或者是说呢，他拿了一个剪刀走到一个小朋友的面前说，我会拿这一把剪刀呢去伤害你。然后教育局现在呢，他们呢把所有的那些威胁都是就是说严重的处理 ，OK。特别是有一个武器在手的时候，他们说在这一个时间当这个期内呢，你们必须要通知学校的警卫员，不然的话就要打911，因为你不知道这个小朋友呢到底下一步会怎么样做。所以校长说呢，很多时呢，就是如果这些情况发生的话呢，我们其实呢是按照教育局给我们的规例呢是做事情的。所以校长想跟家长讲，就是很清楚的跟你们讲，说这些事情呢，我们必须要按照教育局的方法去做的。
Please understand that it is really difficult for me, for Ms. Lipsky. As you know, in many cases, if there's an issue of discipline, We always call the family in. We always get the social worker and the guidance counselor involved. When necessary, we meet with the caregivers along with the student. Our hands are tied with this one. We were told that there is no option except to report it. So please, you know, if your child understands, you, if you can have a conversation with them about being mindful of their words and their actions.
OK, 校长说呢，就是说其实这个情况呢，对于他们来讲，对于校长跟副校长来讲是非常困难的。因为呢，很多时呢，如果在学校里面发生的一些状况啊，或者小朋友做了一些事情呢，我们通常呢都会要求我们学校的辅导员啊，或者是跟家长啊，跟其他的学生呢，我们做协调，然后呢，就是跟他们讲，就是让他们清楚知道这件事情的严重性。但是经过这一次的那个危险，这个会议呢，对不对？安全会议呢，他们告诉我们，我们不可以这个样子做了，我们没有任何的选择，我们只可以打911，而且必须要申报上去了。所以呢，校长在这里想，就是恳请所有的家长呢，是如果你们在家里，如果你的小朋友呢已经到了懂事的年纪呢，或者已经知道就是说理解事情的严重性呢，必须要跟他们讲，让他跟他们沟通，就是让他们知道呢，有时候语言说的东西其实也可以是很严重的，叫他们就是尽量不要在就是说学校里面用这些语言跟其他小朋友去讲话。
Another safety concern is, I know everybody was worried about our crossing guard Sandra. She's fine. She is back. She was ill. We finally got a number of us. It took us a while, but we found a number for her supervisor. And, you know, she wanted to thank everyone for their concern. She missed seeing all the students, but we're happy she's back.
OK, 校长说呢，还有一样事情就是我们十字路口的那个守卫员，然后他呢就是这一个星期上个星期没有在，所以很多的家长呢都问说他到底怎么样了。然后呢现在呢 Sandra 呢他没有事，他已经回来了。然后呢我们呢就是说我们找到他的那个就是说他的就是说就是监管人呢，他们告诉我们说他没有事。然后呢 Sandra 他本身想谢谢所有的家长呢你们的关心，而且呢他其实呢也想早一点回来，可以看到所有的小朋友的笑脸。
OK, many of you all have also noticed that we've had NYPD by the building quite a bit. We have a wonderful community officer Taylor, and he checks up on us regularly. He doesn't just like say, hi, how's it going? He stands by us, he chats with us. He really investigates all our concerns. And because our area is pretty quiet and we're close to the high school, he's made it a point of dropping by quite often. So we are very grateful for that. So if you see them hanging around, in many cases, it is not about a situation. It is really their concern that they want to keep us safe and they want to be visible.
OK, 然后呢校长刚刚说呢，其实家长呢里面也有发现说最近呢有很多那个纽约的警员的车子呢停在我们学校的旁边。然后呢我们想跟你讲呢， Officer Taylor 呢其实是警员，他是公共关系部门的警员，然后他跟我们学校呢有一个很好的联系，然后他呢经常呢就是会就是说经过我们的学校呢，然后进来呢去看看我们学校情况怎么样，然后如果有问题的话呢，他会帮助我们就是调查一些事情。然后呢他很多时呢，因为我们的学校很靠近一个高中，所以他很多时呢都会就是说经过我们的学校，然后让其他的小朋友就是说让人家看到说我们的学校呢有一个警卫员呢是站在那边，他跟我们呢有联系的。所以呢你们不需要担心说有什么事情紧急事情发生，其实有时候有一个警员在那边呢会把很多的事情呢都化解掉的。
Okay, we're going to wrap up soon. I think the final, we do have some questions. School tours. We wrapped up our kindergarten school tours. We are now starting tours for 3K and pre-K, and they're scheduled to happen February 15th, February 28th, and March 2nd. So if you have friends and families who are interested, we have three of those tours, and in many cases, they can just check and sign up on our website, which is ps42m.org.
OK, 还有一个问题呢，是有关于学校，就是参观学校的。然后我们呢，其实已经结束了我们幼稚园新生的，就是说参观学校的。然后呢，我们即将呢会就是让家长呢去参观 3K 跟四岁的小朋友的家长呢去参加我们的，就去参观我们的学校。那日期呢是2月15号、2月28号跟3月2号的。OK， 那你呢必须要通过我们学校的网站42ps42m.org 里面呢去登录进去呢，去写下来说你有兴趣想参观我们的学校，去填那个谷歌的表格。
Okay. All right. Part two of the question about outdoor space and open streets. The mommy asks, is Exit Street a regular option? Yes, we have the code for the lock, and Exit Street is an option that we can use every day. If we happen to see the high school there, then we don't use it for that day. But in many cases, when the high school is using the enclosed space, many of our teachers opt to go to the public playground. So yes, the Exit Street field is a long-term commitment from Seward Park High School, as far as PS42 is concerned.
OK, 还有另外一个问题呢，是有关于就是户外活动的那个地方。然后呢，这个家长问说呢，在那个 Seward Park 的那个操场那边，是不是每一天都可以让小朋友用？问题答案是每天都可以让小朋友用，因为我们有那个密码可以输进去呢，是可以进去呢去用他们的那个场地的。OK， 还有呢，就是如果在里面呢有Seward Park 他们本身的学生在的话呢，老师呢会带他们的学生呢会去Seward Park 的另外一个地方，是他们可以在外面呢有一些互动就是户外的活动。
Okay, Alex posted a question, should we reach out to teachers directly if our kids' class isn't using it? Not sure of the process. No, how about just Snap Connects Me? Our next goal, hopefully by next week, is to set up a schedule where we expect the classes to go out to the field by grade. But if you could let me know, I'll handle it in a way where we're given a directive.慧玲
，OK， 然后这个家长问呢，说如果呢，老师没有带小朋友出去参加户外活动的话呢，是不是要直接联系老师？校长说不需要，只要在我们通过我们学校的 APP 呢发一个短信给他，让他知道，然后呢，我们就会内部处理了。而且呢，就是下个星期呢，每个老师、每个教室的老师呢，我们都会给他一个时间表，几时出去做户外活动的。
OK。The next burning question on the Google form is, do we get Chinese New Year day off? I was really upset about that too. No, we don't have Chinese New Year day off because it falls on a Sunday. It's based on the lunar calendar. There's a huge debate going on now in the DOE. And the last bit of news that Ms. Lipsky was able to gather from the debate is that Chinese New Year is on a Sunday. You may keep your child home on Monday. It will be marked as an absence, but it will be an excused absence, which means it will not count against them. That's very important. So there's a code that we put in that will state that it's excused. So if you apply for middle school or if attendance is an issue for whatever you have planned for your child,we have a code that will state that it's excused and it will not count against your child. It's still legally a mark that says they're absent, but it won't count against them. And, you know, that's legal. So I'm hoping my teachers won't be taking the day off on Monday because we can't get subs.
Okay. 这个问题呢是有关于中国的新年，然后呢很多家长问说呢，我们呢因为中国新年是星期天，然后呢中国新年星期一可不可以，就是有没有上学，然后呢 Ms. Lipsky 呢他有跟教育局的那些部门那些人有沟通，然后他们说呢星期一呢对不对是有上学的，但是如果呢你不想你的小朋友上学是因为你想庆祝中国新年的话呢，你是可以呢就是让他们留在家里的OK， 然后呢你的小朋友呢还是会就是说显示他的资料上面还是会显示他当天缺席，但是呢他是有原因缺席的，然后这个原因呢就是因为你们要庆祝中国新年，还有呢就是说这个呢这个缺席呢也不会呢在你们影响到你们小朋友呢去申请中学就是中学的表格也不会有影响的，但是呢如果你想就是说星期一呢对不对你不想让小朋友来上学因为你想继续庆祝的话呢，你是可以把他留在 家里的，但是你的小朋友呢在他的档案上面呢会显示他缺席。
So if your child's not in school on Monday, we will assume that you are celebrating Lunar New Year.
OK， 校长说呢如果你的小朋友呢星期一23号没有来上学的话呢，我们即将呢会就是说会想说你的小朋友呢是在家里庆贺中国新年。
OK， you won't get a snap connect asking why you're out. I think that's it.
OK， 校长说呢你们不会有老师不会发一些短信给你问你的小朋友为什么今天缺席，因为我们知道原因了。
I think that's it for today. Once again, please feel free. Oh, shoot. Sorry. Thank you, Ms. Lipsky. One more important thing, and this is a safety issue. We've had two families and possibly more that received text messages over the phone telling them that their child's not in school. Fortunately, called the school to check to see if we sent that message, and we absolutely do not text with regular text message. We use Snap Connects or we call you from school. So please be careful. Attached to that text, in one of the texts, there was a link. So it says your child is not in school today, and they provided a link. The parent called and we told them, don't click on the link. The second incident was your child is not in school today. No link, but the expectation was that you call the number back. The parent called to check because obviously in both cases, the children, they sent their children to school. So please, we only communicate through Snap Connects or we call you. We don't text you. It's a smishing attack? Okay. Good to know, but it scared us because the parents, it's hard, you know, not to get worried. So please be aware of that. Oh, smishing. Well, that's a new one. Thank you. Hui Ling?
OK, 校长刚刚跟你们讲的呢，就是有关一个就是也是安全的问题。然后我们学校呢，有两个家庭呢，他们是收到短信。是跟他们讲说他们的小朋友没有上学，然后这两个家庭呢的那个家长呢，他们马上打电话给学校问问说我们有没有发这个短信，然后校长想在这里跟所有的家长说呢，我们只会在我们学校的 APP 上面呢发放短信给你们家长的，在普通的那个电话上面呢，我们是不会发放任何的信息。然后其中的一个短信呢，它有一个连接，那个连接呢，他们说如果你想知道多一点资料的话，就是点这个连接，千万不要去点那个连接，因为那个连接呢有可能呢是暴露你们在电话上面所有的资料。另外一个就是情况呢，就是他们要求这个家长呢打电，用他们给他一个电话，让他打这个电话呢去跟他们做联系。所以我们学校呢想跟你讲呢，就是我们从来呢都不会在就是手机上面的短信呢发任何信息给家长的。我们第一会用我们学校的 APP Snap Connect 呢发短信， 第二，会用电话，学校里面的电话呢，去打电话给你呢，去联系你的。所以如果你有收到这一类的短信呢，请就是说不要去点，也不要去点那个连接，也不要去回复他们的电话。你们可以打电话到学校里面呢，去居位，就去问详情情况。
If you have any concerns, call the school. I know it's hard. We only have one working line, but Snap connects us immediately. Ms. Lipsky has Snap connects on her computer, and between the both of us, we check constantly throughout the day. So please, like, Snap connects us, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. Don't take any chances.
OK, 校长说呢，如果这些事情发生在你的身上呢，你可以呢通过我们学校的 APP 联系校长或者是副校长的。然后校长呢，每当学校开始的时候呢，上班的时候呢，他的电脑上面呢，他的 Snap Connect 呢就会打开了。如果你有任何的疑问呢，最安全的方法就是打学校的电话号码，或者是通过我们学校的 APP 发一个短信问清楚这个状况。千万不要相信在普通的短信里面他们所发给你们的资料。
OK, I think that's it. Have a good evening, everyone. Get to your dinner. And it was nice seeing everyone.
今天的会议就结束了，谢谢大家参加，你们可以去吃晚餐了。再见，拜拜。